Okay, the three midrashim that are quoted here, one in Nitzavim, one in Tzav, and one in Bereishis, are all interconnected. They're not exact, but could be they're all, one is a reference of the other. So I couldn't help but look at all of them and put them on the Marmakomus. So let's read it together. Gedola hi atfila fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a good time to talk about koach atfila. Tfila is great before Hashem. Amar Belazer, Ritzon Chaleda koach shel tfila. You want to know how great tfila is? Imena osa kula chetzi hi osa. It's a famous medrash. If it doesn't do kula, half. Enlibo pachas mechetzi. You know, it does at least half. Kayin, what's the proof? Kayin omen al hevel achiv argo. Kayin killed hevel. Yotz gzera. So Kayin, there was a gzera put on Kayin. Nov and nod tia barat. So he's going to be a wanderer and a... If I knew another synonym for wanderer, I'd use it. But that's nov and nod, different types of wandering. Miyad omad v'nezvad levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So immediately he said vidoy. Shenem ar gadol avoni minaso. My avon, my sin was so great to carry, too great to like even do tshuva for. Amar lafan of Ribono Shel Olam. Kayin said, Ribono Shel Olam, kol olam ata sovel, the whole world you absorb, lavoni ata sovel, and my sin you don't hold, you can't tolerate. Kasavta nosi ovon vover al pesha. It says about Yud Ribono Shel Olam, one of the, Yud Gimel Midos, that Hashem carries people's averus and he forgives. So slach la'avoni shugadol, so forgive my sin which was big. Miyad motza chesed levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make chesed, v'nimna mimenu na. So the pasuk said nav and nud, so he took out the word nud, and you only nah. So now you only wander. So the mafarshim say, had a rachmanis on the marmakomas sheet. The mafarshim say that he was supposed to be wandering from place to place, and then within each place, he would have no, what's the word? Asylum, no rest. So what happened? Well, he would still be happy to wander from place to place, but when in each place he'd be able to have some relaxation. Chatzi agzera, half the gzera. Shekein ksiv ayesha beretz nod. Mikana talamed shegdola tefila v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here we see that how great the tefila is before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Kayin was mispalel, and half his gzera was removed. Let's just see the marzu here. No siavon. So, what's he quoting the pasuk from Micha? Ki lama yitama Kayin al avon shvichas damim. What is Kayin's problem here? He murdered somebody. Shavavade avon gadol hu. That's a pretty serious avera. What's his tying on a Kadosh Baruch Hu? You can't tolerate my sin? I mean, he did committed murder. Ela shekach toan. This was Kayin's taina. Ma'achesh midas galios no say. Since your midah, one of the midas is the kasa b'torah. It says in the Torah that you're no say avon, that you absorb, you forgive people on their sins. Ve'kayin navi ha'aya. And Kayin was a navi. Shredibo imo Hashem yisparach. Hashem spoke to him. Hashem spoke to Kayin. He was a navi. He knew this. He knew no siavon. V'yada midosav. And Kayin knew the midos of Hashem. Gam kibel me Adam shayin navi. He also knew from Adam. Adam was a navi, and Adam spoke to his son Kayin. They learned together. V'alpi midi yudzayin darish midos v'mal, and also midi yudzayin. That is, they darshan these midas of Hashem. So Mela Kayin is so to speak, timing that if you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you know, say, Ovan, Vovar al Pesha, what's going to be with my Avera? So Miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I said, Nova Nod, it'll only be Nod. Chatzi. Ah, Gevaldik. Koach HaTfila. Then this Pirish, Ashir Hanchalim, it's in the new Medrash print that I have. I'm not sure who it is. Chetz Yehuosa, ki efsher shati atfila bilti mekubelas lagamri. It's impossible that a tefila should be totally void of being accepted. There's no tefila, not possible. E efsher shati atfila bilti mekubelas lagamri. It's just to hear those words. It's not possible for a tefila to be bilti mekubelas. It's like by the Esrogan, bilti murkevas, it's like without any kind of grafting. You can't have any kind of, bilti mekubelas means it's not possible for tefillah not to be accepted. Wow, that's a deher. We have to realize there's no such thing. Af im chata chet gadol. Even if, I was wondering why they bring a raya from Kayan. There are a lot of, it says devarim, they have to go back to Kayan. They went to bring a raya from a chet gadol. People will think, you can get forgiven, but that's for a chet katan maybe, but murder? Hashem can forgive us on a chet gadol, even a chet gadol. So this is amazing to hear. There's no such thing as a tefillah that will not be accepted to some extent, even on a chet gadol. There's a couple of dehers. Every tefillah, every single tefillah, and even on a chet gadol, like Shvichas Damim, we'll have some measure of accepting, maybe not all, but Ein Bapachas Mechetzia, not less than half. To borrow a term from Bamatzia. Okay, so that's the hair in Tefillah. But let's go on. The Medrash in Tzav, Rabbi Huda, Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Huda Omar, Tshuva Osa Mechza Utfila Osa Kol. Tshuva can get you halfway there, and tefillah does the rest. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi Amar, tshuva asa sakol, tefillah asa mechza. Tshuva does everything, and tefillah does half. Al daite de Rabbi Yehuda berebi tshuva osa mechza, mimiat lamad. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that tshuva does half, where do we learn from? Mikayin. We learn that from Kayin, shenigzra lo gzera, because there was a gzera on Kayin, kevon shasa tshuva nimna mimenu chatzi gzera. Once he did tshuva, Hashem took away half the gzera. Minayin chasa tshuva. How do we know kain the tshuva? Shenem mar v'yomer kain al Hashem. Godol avoni minaso. My sin was so great. Uminayin shenimna minuchatz gzera. How do we know that half the gzera was removed? Hado duksev. Vayetze kain l'fnei Hashem. Vayeshev be'eretz nod kidmas eden. That kain went out from Hashem and he lived in eretz nod. Nov and Nod Inksiv. It doesn't say Nov and Nod. Eleberet's Nod Kidmas Eden. It only says Nod. So Nod was removed. I thought before here and we said that Nod was Nod was removed. Same thing. So the Nod, it says Nov and Nod, and he only remained a Nod. So Meli, he only had Nod. That's how they learn out. Okay. Let's go on to the Medrash in Bereishis. Vayetze Kayim lefnei Hashem, mehechen yotza. Kayim went out from Hashem. Where did he come from? So Rab Yudan b'shem Rab Ebo Amar hivshil dvaram lachora v'yotza. The first pshat says it wasn't so complimentary of Kayim, this first pshat. He wasn't so sincere. He was trying to be gonev das elyon. He was trying to, scam. I guess that's the nowadays term. He's trying to scam the Ribono Shalom. Reb Brachia b'shem Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon Amar Yotze, Kemafris who Kemim Abaro. Kemafris, they say, is like, the Chazer who has one Simon Kashas and says, look, I'm kosher, but he's really treif. Okay. Reb Chama b'shem Reb Chanina bar Yitzhak Amar, Yotze Sameach, that Kayin left happy. Vayetze Kayin with Nesha, he left happy. Yotze means Sameach. Heich Mada At Omar, They bring a raya from Moshe Benu Hina who yotzi lekwasecha, that Moshe was very happy when Aaron was coming to greet him. Okay, they bring a raya that yotze and sameach mean each other. Okay. What I want to show you is this next part of this medrash. So after he left this whole discussion with Ribono Shlom about the gzeira and then his nosei avon speech, and then they took away the na and left them with no, pogabo adam arishon. So he bumped into Tati. He bumped into the Tata and said, bumped into Amarishon. Amalei ma nasa bedincha. How did it go in court today? What happened? Amalei asisi tshuva min svasharti. I did tshuva and Baruch Hashem, they made a pshara. They took off half. Instead of 2-day detention, 1-day detention. I don't know whatever it is. Took off half. Sounds significant. Hiskiel adam arishon. So adam arishon went. Matpeach alpanov. I don't know how to translate the peach, but you know the emoji that's like this? That's what came to my mind. Matpeach alpanov. Adam Rishon went like this. Matpeach alpanov. Omar, kach hi kocha shel tshuva. This is the koach of tshuva. Vani lo hayisi yodea. I didn't know. I didn't know tshuva could do that. Miyad Omar Adam Arishon v'Omar. So immediately Adam Arishon got up and said, Mizmar Sheli Yom HaShabbos. He said the capital, Mizmar Sheli Yom HaShabbos. I was doing the Yom HaShabbos Kodesh. They say Shabbos comes from the word tshuva. Same letters if you mix them around. But it's a medrash, not a stomp guy making a weird gematria. You know, it's Shabbos from the word tshuva. Mizra Shili Yom HaTshuva. Because this was the day that he learned about the tshuva of Ribono Shalom. Amar Rab Levi, HaMizmar Zeh Adam Rishon Amru. This Mizmar Shili Yom HaShabbos was said by Adam Rishon. Minishtakach Midoro. And it was forgotten. Uba Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu came, V'chidsho, Al Shmo. And he wrote it on in his own name. Moshe reintroduced it to the Klal Yisrael. And like, you know, with the, like all these Zmiras on Shabbos, the first stanza of the, each word was the name. So Mizmar Shir Yom HaShabbos, Tov L'Odes Hashem. Mizmar is the Mem, Shir is the Shin, Hey is the Moshe, and the Marzu, or the Matnas Kuna says that the Lamed, Moshe put it in because he was an Anav, he didn't want people to read Moshe straight up, so he put a lamed in there because since he's teaching Torah, Klal Yisrael, so he put in the lamed so people shouldn't see it straight. But Medrash says, Mizmar Shili Yom HaShabbos is Moshe Rabbeinu, who reintroduced this Mizmar to Klal Yisrael. So, because this was the day, Mizmar Shili Yom HaTshuva, that's really what it is. Every time from now on, we say Mizmar Shili Yom HaShabbos. Okay, it says the word Shabbos, so we say it on Shabbos, but the real meaning is Mizmar Shili Yom HaTshuva. This is the day that Adam Arishon did tshuva because he learned from Kayim to do tshuva. So I was blown away when I saw this. Believe me, it doesn't go so straight. When you're preparing your shmuz, you don't have the marmakumas, all three different medrashim in front of you. But when I saw this, I recalled this vart from Bereshis. You don't even need the word from Bereshis, but it's just to power it up. So the pasuk in Bereshis says, "Vayikra Adam Shemos Lekol Behema," and Adam Rishon called the animals by name, "Lof Hashemayim Lechol Chayasada." Well, the Adam Lamatz Ezer Kenegdo, to the Adam he couldn't find an Ezer. Okay, then he said they put him to sleep. They took the surgery, made a wife, and that was the rest is history. So Ramban says over there. Every one of the animals has a name, in order that they should all be known and recognized and their children. Everything for the future generations of the world will be known by this name. A horse is a horse. I mean, a Hebrew name is a sus and a chamar. All these were given names by Adam Rishon. These will be the names forever. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him eventually to have his own partner, he brought them all before Adam. He had to find the partner for each one. You have to get a name to the wife also. You can't just give a name to the Shar. You have to also give a name to his wife. You can't call Mrs. Shar. It had to have its own first name, the Para. Some could be called one name, some different. Kishor Upara, Vitayesh Va'az, Vikevis Virachel, Uzulasam. They all had to have different names. Ukisharosam Mizavgim Zem Zenis Avalahem. And when he saw them together, then he wanted his own. Vakasha Lamatza Basakham Azer Latzmo Netzav Yashan. Then when he saw there was no Azer for himself, he got sad and they went to sleep. Kim, he of Tardema, Hashem cast sleep upon him. Shlo Yagish Basarat Salmigufa. They shouldn't feel the rib being removed. Ulafidaiti, the Ramban says, Shekriyas Hashem Hu Azer, the calling of the names was the Azer, Ra'ian Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hevi Kol Chayis Adam Cholov Shemayim Ben Adam. Hashem brought every single animal and creature before Adam Rishon. Do you understand what was going on that day? This is complex, more than any laboratory. Every single animal and creature was brought before Adam Rishon. V'hikir Tivam, and he had to understand their Teva. He had to look at the animal, figure out what its nature is, and then give it a name. V'karlam Shemas, Kolomer Hashem Haroy Lehem Kafi Tiveyam. The name had to match their personality. That's pretty clever. Someone could do such a thing. Ubeshemos nispar haroi lios eiz lechavero. And through the names, he'll figure out who could be their partner. Kilomer haruyim laholid zemizeh. He have to figure out who can have children from who. This is all in the names. And the Chazal say, I couldn't find it to quote it, the Chazal say, until Adam Rishon gave every single animal, bird, creature, sherets, till he gave each one of them a name, there was procreation was on hold. There was no reproduction in the world from anything because the Briyas HaOlam was on hold until Adam Rishon gave every single animal a name. Why do I make a point of this? Because the Deher is that what's the biggest reason why people don't do tshuva? What's the biggest reason? People don't really believe. We don't really believe that the tshuva is going to work, either because you would know what my chatoim were, chet is too great. Well, we don't believe a Kaddish Baruch Hu is just going to look the other way. He's going to totally tells me not to do it, and I do it. He tells me to do it, and I don't do it. And he's just going to sit, look the other way. And we think that there's something wrong with us, that we have a thinking that way. We can't get ourselves to believe. Adam Rishon, you think Adam Rishon didn't know there's such a thing as tshuva? He knew there's such a thing as tshuva. Kayan knew there was such a thing as tshuva. And the Medrash says that Kayan knew there was tshuva. How did he know there was such a thing as tshuva? Because he was a Navi. And Elamai, that's not enough. He got it from Adam Rishon. So Adam Rishon, not like he didn't know there was tshuva. He knew there was tshuva. But he didn't think the tshuva would work. You have to say something. He didn't know there was tshuva. But that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was just going to cast away so much, at least chatzi. And you see, it's not just chatzi. It's only machlokas whether it's chatzi, whether the tshuva does chatzi or tefillah does all, or tefillah does chatzi and tshuva does all. Kuliyama lo pligi, you can get it all dismissed. Every part of it gets dismissed. As I brought in this other medrash. It's not that only half of my sins could get dismissed. That might also make a lot of people throw in the towel. Oh, half of what I got is still pretty bad. Doesn't pay to start. But you get everything dismissed. Tshuva, tefillah, I don't know the to me, it's like the same, tshuva, tefila. I do the tshuva when I do the tefila, so. But Adam Rishon did not inherit this. He didn't inherit. He didn't inherit, he was a Navi. Kayin seemed to have given a shot, but he couldn't inherit this. Adam Rishon couldn't inherit. And Adam Rishon, who he was so smart. He not only was he a Navi, but he was able to look at every single creature in the world and the hair, what their teva is. But this he couldn't inherit. We have an inborn difficulty and resistance in inheriting this. This is not perhaps a human trait. This is mahurachum mafatarachum. If the Torah wouldn't tell us mahurachum mafatarachum, it could be we wouldn't have that level of rachmanis that we're supposed to have. This is mind-boggling that Adam Rishon blew it, and look, or almost blew it. If not for Kayin, almost blew it. And look what the world. You know, the punishments of the world with. There was no, supposed to be no death in the world. There was supposed to be no labor pains and childbirth. Look at all the chatoim that came about through the chait of Adam Rishon. Look what came about. In the end, they say he did do tshuva. Certain things were able to, whatever, there was a whole Megillah on this. But he may not have done any tshuva. If not for Kayin, he wouldn't have done any tshuva. So I think going into the Yemei Adin, we have to deher that we are up against the greatest obstacle in doing tshuva. The greatest obstacle in doing tshuva is us. We ourselves are our biggest obstacle because we don't allow ourselves to deher, to believe that the tshuva can accomplish, tshuva, tefillah. One of them, it's for sure half, but maybe all. And to be able to go into the Yemei Adin to say that we can accomplish everything and to try and tap in to what other Rishon tapped in, and to her, ay, if akeach arosho, I didn't know, v'lo yadati, I didn't know that tshuva could do this. So we who know that tshuva could accomplish. Okay, it's still an avoda. This is what we have to deher more and more that tefillah can accomplish. And there are a lot of different angles the Yitzhar uses. It's a chet gadol, perish shmuz, even a chet gadol. And you, I know tefillah tshuva, it can accomplish all. Between the tefillah and tshuva, you get everything taken away. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the cheshbon. So we have to use that as a chizuk for ourselves to be able to, you know, approach the Yom HaDin, to be able to work on ourselves to reach the level that Adam Rishon eventually was able to reach.